Welcome back on Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. Cal Friedman here live at Old Chicago. Thank you so much to Boys Head Coach Luke Swedberg for coming on the show. We now make the transition over to some student athletes. We have center Thomas Longa and guard Raul Munoz joining the show here tonight. Thomas, we were just finishing up talking about the big block that you had down the stretch against Life Prep. Can you take me through that final possession?
Yeah, I remember we were kind of nervous because they got it down court. I think it was to the left corner. And I'm not sure who was closing out, but they did a great job because they ended up deciding to pump fake. And instead of taking that last shot, I think he either shot, they got the offensive rebound and started driving, or he just pump faked and started driving. And then my other teammate, Dallas, he got a great contest, and I saw that he was blown past, so I came by to help. And seeing the time on the clock, I knew he had to shoot it, so I just jumped in, went for it.
Take me through the reaction after the game, because especially after the last home game win against Hayes, to win this one against Life Prep, what was going through your mind?
I just really wanted it, and especially us being, I think we were in the lead for most of that game, and I think at the start of the fourth quarter, we must have been up 9 or 10. And I started to get flashbacks kind of because they were making like ground. And it started to look like how we lost against Hayes. So everybody was, we just didn't want to experience that again. So everybody was, you know, playing with the most hustle that we could to stop like an outcome like that.
Raul, let me go to you now. These last three home games have been nuts, haven't they? Yeah. Let me talk you through. What has it been like playing through these last three games at the Garden?
I mean, it's been really fun. I feel like at home we're different. We play really good, and we all connect really good at home. I don't know what's going on with us on the road, but at home is just a different feeling. I think it's the atmosphere or something, but we could just play really good. I feel like we're running the best teams whenever we're at home and just playing together.
You guys have some really passionate students that come out and support you all. After the game, they actually rushed the court. You guys got a chance. Can you talk me through what it was like after the game for you?
I mean, it's just amazing. Like, it's nice having people supporting you and showing all that love. And just wanting to watch you play basketball, it's really nice, you know. Everybody like yelling at you and wanting you to do good. It's truly like a different feeling. I don't know how to describe it, but it touches my heart in a good way.
No, that's great. Let me ask this, because you were on JV squad last year. Did that motivate you even more playing games in the Ox gym and then going over to the main gym for the varsity games?
I mean, yeah, that's always been the goal to get on varsity. You know, ever since I started hooping. I've been wanting to be on varsity. I wanted to be those guys, you know, like doing just playing on the court at 7:30. And I'm glad that it finally happened, and I'm glad that I got the opportunity to show what I could do, when I play basketball. And, yeah, I'm glad people are seeing it.
You guys didn't play in a whole ton of one-possession games during December. Was it difficult to adjust to kind of those late-game situations against Great Bend than when you played Hayes?
It was. I've never been in those situations before, and it was just – that Hayes game, I took a lot of like pride on that game for myself because I had a late game turnover that really it costed us the game, and then I feel like that Hayes game it really hurt the team a lot, but it brought us together because a lot of my teammates they helped me out after that game, and I mean we just all help lift each other up, and it's something coach always really says, like, we got to be together and be able to communicate. And I feel like we've connected a lot through these like last couple games.
Thomas, let me ask you the same question. What has it been like for you playing through these close games at home?
It's pretty stressful. And, you know, whenever we take a loss, it hits harder whenever it's a closer game, especially when it's like right there and you lose it, it slips through your fingers. That loss hits a lot harder than it would, you know, if it were a blowout or if they were up 10 the whole game, because maybe third or second quarter, you might have already accepted it or you might have given up. But those close games where you just have hope the whole time and you just lose, those hit you the hardest. But when it comes to those wins, I mean, it hits you even harder than when you lost. And it's just a great feeling. But either way, win or lose, it really connects you with your teammates. And if you lose, it forces you to have like tough connections, which help you bond with your teammates, and a win, it's just the same effect. And that's just what those last three games have been like at home.
And with the case when we're winning, talk about the Life Prep, what was the reaction like for you right after the handshake line?
It was great. Like, I got to go. I saw my mom in the stands. I knew I was going to come out and talk to her after we left the locker room. I seen the students started flooding the court. And that was great, like, seeing all my friends come out who came to support us. And, you know, like all the high fives and hugs, and then walking to the locker room, like it's like that. It's like that's why I play basketball, for feelings like that, for times like that.
That's awesome. Yeah. So your mom goes to every game?
Not every game, but whenever she can, which, you know, isn't too often, but she does do her best, and I appreciate that. And even if she doesn't come to a game, she's like watching the replay with me whenever she can. Maybe it's during the weekend and we'll watch the game together.
For sure. So one thing I actually want to ask you about, guys, is I know you have a younger brother who's on the JV squad.
Yeah.
How big is basketball in your family?
I have an immigrant family, and my grandpa played in the country we're from, but other than that, not really. So I think my grandpa was the first to play, but I didn't know that when I started basketball. I didn't learn that until a few years ago. So it's not a great thing. Athletics isn't something big in our family. It's just something that me and my little brother chose to do.
Where'd your grandfather immigrate from, out of curiosity?
South Sudan.
Got it. Okay. So when did you learn that he played basketball?
Maybe 3 years ago. So pretty recent.
Does it help you connect to the game more?
I'd say so, yeah. It's nice to think about, especially seeing like old photos of my grandpa playing. It's pretty cool.
That is really cool, actually.
Yeah.
Where did he play? Do you know?
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
I think it was first high school.
No worries about that. So one thing I wanted to ask you both about, I'll go back to your role first. You guys were both on the JV squad last year. What was it like playing with each other?
I mean, it was great. I mean, me and Thomas, we've been playing together. I mean, we got really close this, like, last 2 years. We got kind of a similar story, and we actually play on a summer traveling team together, and it really helped building our chemistry, and, like, that's the reason there's so many plays where it's, like, me and Thomas, like, got that to, like, dump it down to Thomas, and then he scores. We got a lot of chemistry, and, like, we genuinely like being around each other. Like, we're friends. We hang out off the court. We go bowling, stuff like that, and I feel like that really helps, like, that we generally like each other.
What summer ball team was that, out of curiosity?
What?
What summer ball team?
We actually started it up with, she coaches at the Holcomb High School, at the Holcomb Middle School. Her name's Tiffany Wolf.
Yeah,
she decided to start up a team, and she gave us an opportunity to go play in tournaments, and I mean, it's really helped us gotten better. Everyone, like, some people on the team is me, Dallas, Nate, Angel, Thomas, Malik, it helped us get closer and better at basketball.
Thomas, let me ask you about that quickly. What was the experience like playing on that summer ball squad?
It was a lot of fun, like going to hotels over the weekend during the summer, playing, you know, all sorts of competition. It gets to, like, I think it was really important for us to have that summer, because that's when we started to start playing varsity level competition. And even though we might have struggled a bit at the beginning of the season with that transition, I think it would have been a lot worse if we hadn't played together that summer. So I'd say it was a lot of fun.
Bro, let me go back to you, because you were just kind of alluding to it. You guys are great when you're on the floor together. You know how many assists that you had on Friday night?
I'm not sure.
You had eight.
You had eight,
which set a career high for you.
Yeah.
Did you have any idea during the game?
I mean, I kind of felt like with some of the passes where I would just come down the court, I'm like, yeah, like, that's an assist. But for the most part, I was just trying to make the right play, the right read. And, I mean, people were making shots. And I'm glad that I got the chance to set them up right and just be able to help them out and help our team out to win that game.
Coach has always really praised you about your decision-making. What goes through your mind on some of the possessions? How much are you thinking?
I mean, I don't even know what I'm thinking for real. I just, like, when I get in that mode, kind of, my body just moves by itself. And, like, you know, like, you hear a lot of good players, like, talk about, like, getting in their zone, and whenever I'm like that, I mean, it's like my body just kind of, it does its own thing, and thankfully I'm able to make the right plays and help my team out the best the way that I can, whether it's scoring or whether it's passing the ball. I try to just make the right play no matter what.
Nah, that's why I ask these questions, because I am not in your perspective, so we're hearing this from you. Let me ask you this. This is one perspective I never got. What was your reaction when you got called up to varsity?
When I got cut, I mean, this year I was kind of, I mean, that was what I wanted to do. It was a goal of mine. So I was kind of like, I kind of expected it, because, I mean, I felt like I've worked hard for it, and I could provide something good for the team. But I was actually really happy, because, I mean, I love playing basketball. So it's just something that I've always wanted to do, and I'm glad that I'm doing it.
Thomas, same question. What was your reaction when you got the call up?
I was actually really happy, because I was pretty nervous about whether or not I'd make varsity this year. So I was pretty happy, yeah. I was also kind of surprised too, but I don't know. That's a good question.
Why are you surprised, bro? You tough.
No, yeah. I respect the humanity. I respect the honesty, most importantly.
Yeah.
Was it a little nerve-wracking, the first couple of varsity practices?
No, I wouldn't say the practices were. I would say the first game. That first game we were in Colorado, too, I think. Those first games were really nerve-wracking. But those first practices were fine. Because by then, I had already gotten used to the new coach, Coach Swedberg. And I already knew everybody from last year. By that time, I was like, well, I committed, and I was cool with everybody. So there's nothing to be nervous about at practice.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good, you're good.
Was there a moment where you felt yourself get comfortable at the varsity level?
I'd say I can't say a specific moment that I felt myself get comfortable, but I can say there was – I didn't play my first game until – we had some scrimmages before then, but I didn't play my first varsity game until we were in Colorado. Was it Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
Yep.
That second or third game, I had a quarter where I was getting a lot of O boards, and I could just see it in myself. And then there's like a lot of pieces of that, and it matured into me feeling a lot more comfortable at the varsity level. That first game I played, I think I had like 12 potential points, and I had zero. So I was really feeling nervous, but I definitely feel like I've come a long way since then, or at least I felt more comfortable playing at my best.
No, that was a perfect answer. Considering you said you couldn't pick out a specific moment, I think you just did exactly that. So thank you on that. One thing that Coach has really praised you both on is your work ethic before the season and what your routine was. Raul, let me start with you. What was your routine like during October and November, right before the season started?
I mean, really, it's been all summer. I go lift. I go put a shot at the YMCA. When the school's open, you know, you'll catch me there. And I feel like the work that you put in, like whatever work you put in, that's what you get out of what you're doing. And I really do believe in that because I see like a lot of hard workers on the team, like Daniel, Thomas, and I feel like us three, we really worked hard for this. And just seeing the results on the court, like in front of everybody, showing them what we do, it's really nice. But yeah, I feel like we have some really hard workers on the team, and that's one of the reasons why we're so good.
Was there a goal that you set for yourself before the season?
Yeah, I set new goals every day, really. I mean, my first goal was obviously to make varsity, and then from there, you know, my second goal was to be a starter, and then from there, you know, just how can I provide, how can I be the best version of myself to make the team better? And I just set new goals every day, you know, like keep getting better every day. And I feel like for the most part, I'm accomplishing my goals, but there's still a lot of goals that I haven't accomplished yet.
For sure. I love that mindset. Thomas, I'll ask the same thing. What was kind of your routine right before the season started?
I'd usually ask Coach to open up the gym for me and an underclassman of mine who's also on varsity starting, Daniel. Mm-hmm. And we'd have our little routine that we do before school. And then I'd have my own thing I do with my little brother after school. But I also just wanted to say that that's just what our coach has seen from us two, us three specifically. I do want to say that we do have a lot of other hard workers on the team. Like, I'd say
everybody works hard.
Everybody really does work hard.
If it's the gym open, like everybody would be there.
Yeah.
I really like how you both are about the team. It's really important. Thomas, I want to ask you both actually about some cool moments from this last week. Got your first career dunk on Thursday against Laverne. How long have you been waiting for that to happen?
since I was able to dunk sophomore year when I was on JV. I was really waiting for that moment, and actually when I was subbing in with Malik, he was the one who got me the assist on that dunk. We're talking about it right there. I was like, Malik, there. I was telling him, like, I think there's a real opportunity here. It's like, give me a pass. He said, I got you. And I think it was the next possession or the one after I finally got it. We were a whole bench. I felt like the whole gym was really hype, especially looking at our bench and them coming up. It was a really good moment.
I was. Yeah. And it was at the community college, too. I mean, it was just a big flash. You're like, oh, my God, I just did that.
Yeah, we had our alumni there too. I keep looking at the replay actually. I catch myself watching the replay. But yeah, that was a good moment.
That was awesome for you. And then you in that game, Raul, you had 15, I believe, which was a career high for you. Did you feel like it in that game?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
did you were you counting how many points you had, or you were just like, okay, I gotta be near 15 or something like that?
I
right?
mean, not really, really. I was just trying to go out there and win. And then Brody actually did a really good job. He was setting me up almost all those points. Brody would just he'd dime me up, and then by the time I knew it, at half, I think I had 13. And then I'm like, I just kept trying to go from there. But I'm just glad we got the win. Whether it's like whether I got 10 or whether I got 2 points, I'm happy. I'm happy just by winning and helping the team.
I want to close by asking you both this one question. Big home game tomorrow against Liberal. Now, obviously, you are two guys who have worked your way up from the JV ranks, from off the bench of varsity, to now being introduced as starters in varsity. How special is that moment every time you take the court, you hear the introduction from Coach Ford, and you get to run out? I'll start with you, Raul.
I mean, it's just a crazy feeling, you know? It's like, I was just, the very first time I heard it, it gave me, like, goosebumps. I was dang, like, I'm starting, but you know, it's just such a great feeling hearing people cheer, and then your name going through the speakers. And then I look up and I see my mom, my dad, and my siblings. And it's like I don't know how to describe it. The band is just different, and I really love the feeling that I get when I hoop. And I love it a lot.
Tom, I'll ask you the same question. You are the man in the middle. Every time you get introduced, special is that to you?
It really does mean a lot. Even though sometimes whenever I'm sitting there by myself because everybody else has already been called out, I can feel the butterflies a little bit, feeling a little bit nervous, but as much as I can, I try to turn that into excitement, and it's just a great feeling coming off that bench.
Just change your number next year.
Yeah.
You'll be called earlier. That'll be one way to do it. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. I really enjoyed having both of you. All right, that was Thomas Longa and Raul Munoz. When we come back, we're going to make the transition over to wrestling. We'll have head coach Carlos Brito on in a moment here on Buff Talk on 99.9 The Rock.